Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Mike Tenura is here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Hey, good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, great being here, Todd.
Let's begin with the weather forecast right here in the Corn Belt. And rather than looking forward, can you look back and tell me about some of the driest areas? That seems a little odd this year, but I know they're there.
Well, they do exist from central and eastern Iowa and then through Illinois and into Indiana. Not all of these states were drier than normal, but over the last 30 days, we're starting to see some dryness pockets develop. If we quantify it with our proprietary data, we can show you that 27% of U.S. corn and 23% of U.S. soybean production were drier than normal over that 30-day period of time. And it's not just because of what's happening in the I states, but also because of parts of North Dakota and especially in Kansas. So you think about this and you're saying, okay, about 25% of the U.S. crop was drier than normal over the last 30 days, whether I look at corn or soybeans. Historically, that's not all that unusual because typically we can be a little bit higher than that if we go back in our data set, which dates back to 2011. So we're not overly concerned about this at the moment. And it's primarily because a lot of areas were actually pretty wet. A lot of Minnesota, a lot of Wisconsin, parts of Ohio, the Delta, even large chunks of Nebraska were fairly wet over that period. So it's going to take some time before everybody would be able to get involved in the dryness. And that's pretty much why we're not overly concerned about it, though we certainly are watching it. And we can even see this starting to show up on the shorter term maps where we look at rainfall over the last 2 weeks. Once we calculate that out, we have a higher number, 40% of U.S. corn and soybean production were dry over that period. So, Todd, the dryness levels are increasing, but it just takes a little time before this becomes alarming because, again, historically, it's not all that unusual.
It means the month of August will be really important and more important that it is normal at a minimum than out of the ordinary, at least to the dry side.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the forecast is complex. And the reason is simply because of where the Corn Belt is going to be located compared to the two main features of weather across the continent. Essentially, off to our west, we'll have a large and hot area of upper level high pressure. Off to the north and east, a number of significant cool fronts will be riding through southeastern Canada. And that leaves the Corn Belt essentially between the hottest and coolest air that exists in the continent. And sometimes this gradient from hot weather to cool weather is not all that impressive. It takes a long time to go from the hottest weather to the coolest weather. But the setup that's developing this week, and especially once we get into later on next week, that temperature gradient is going to be fairly sharp. We're already seeing a little bit of a sharp temperature gradient over the last couple of days. And for example, parts of western Kansas were in the hundreds over the last 2 days. But to the immediate east, in parts of eastern Kansas and eastern Nebraska, highs were only in the 80s. And so a very sharp gradient was there. And that gradient is going to get even sharper as we move forward in time so that it'll be difficult to figure out exactly where that's going to set up. And the reason it's important is because major thunderstorm clusters form on that very sharp gradient. And that's part of the reason we saw some very heavy totals in eastern Kansas last night. Some areas had up to 10 inches of rain. And it was only in a very localized small area, but it was because of that gradient where that heat's trying to move to the east, but it's not able to do so. So as we move forward, we're going to see thunderstorms here and there. Initially, over the next few days, generally in the plains and kind of to the west of where most corn and soybeans are produced. Early next week, a cool front moves through. That'll develop a few storms here and there, but more than likely not too much. So these areas that are already fairly dry pretty much stay pretty dry over the next week. Then we get into that complex scenario in about a week to 2 weeks from now, where that gradient sets up a little bit closer to the Corn Belt. It's not going to be completely dry, but it probably won't be gully washer wet either. We'll just see scattered storms here and there from time to time. That's typically not a recipe for heavy rainfall. And because of that, we think we'll see near normal totals over the next 2 weeks, with most of that in 1 to 2 weeks, but we really need higher totals to offset some of this drying. So it's pretty complex to try and analyze this one, but basically we just need a little bit more time to see exactly how this pattern is going to unfold.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll give you some time. How about a week, and we'll talk to you again.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. We'll know more then for sure.
All right. That, of course, is Mike Tenera. He is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois.